The meeting is co-sponsored with Park City and Summit County. Heinrich Dieters from the city said they support any way to get people out of their cars and into buses.
And then when we move forward, UDOT, that is, with sort of a striping program and signage program out there, we can take two sort of snapshots last year and then this year, and as well as public comment, to move forward with a project that's been completely vetted.
In particular, a presentation takes place during the meeting at 5:15. UDOT traffic analyst Amber Mortensen said other states have used such a program, but the Park City area is the first in Utah. The test program this year applies to the highway from Cutter Lane to New Park Boulevard northbound, in other words, about a mile. Last year's program, she said, showed buses saving up to 5 minutes in travel time.
Park City used their GPS systems that they have in their buses, and they were able to collect data. They took a snapshot of 25 runs that actually used the shoulder. Now, the buses are only allowed to use the shoulder when the traveling public goes at 20 miles an hour or less. So it's not a constant thing. It's only when the traffic slows that they were able to do that. With the data that they gathered, they found that they saved up to 5 minutes in travel time not being in the congestion. So they were able to meet their stops on time.
Did it still result in buses being late, or did it eliminate that problem altogether?
The bus systems, they generally do about 4 buses an hour in the area. During Sundance, they increase that to about 8. And again, they can't go unless it's over 20. So it's really hard to say how many times that they're actually going to use it. It really is based on how traffic is flowing. But they were able to stay more on time and meet their projected pickups and drop-offs.
During traffic jams on 224, more than one driver has hopped onto the shoulder to use it as a lawn turn lane. We asked Mortensen how they regard such motorists.
They would need to pull in once that lane develops. Pulling into the shoulder prior to that development is not how the roadway is designed to function. So they would need to wait until it creates that lane, that turn pocket.
Amber Mortensen from UDOT and Heinrich Dieters from Park City Municipal. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.